It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled Flies in the Ointment. We are living in a day and time when we need the presence of God like we've never needed God before. We need the power of God operating in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits. We need to carry the anointing of God. But we're finding that sometimes through the day-to-day life, sometimes in going in and out of the world. Somebody need to talk to me right now. You find yourself weakened. Am I talking to anybody now? You find that instead of having that sweet fragrance of the presence of the Lord, it's a lot of drama in the jungle. Will somebody say, get the flies out of the ointment? We're going to shift. I want you to get your pen. I want you to get your paper, get your Bible, get your iPads, get anything, because we are going to dig into a lot of scripture. What's the problem? We got to shift. Somebody say it's time to shift. It's time to shift from excuses and go into results. Somebody say no more excuses. I must have results. Somebody may say, well, what's the problem? The problem is the fragrance. The problem is there's a dead fly in the ointment. The problem is there's no power. Somebody say it's time to deal with it. Flies in the ointment. Your life will never be the same. As we go into the message, Flies in the Ointment, I want you to turn quickly. We're going to start out with scripture. Like I said, we are going to go through several scripture texts. We're going through several passages of scripture. And this is going to be a series. So I want you to make sure you take a lot of notes, because we cannot make it without the presence of God. We cannot go forward without the power of God, without the anointing of God, without the presence of God. Somebody say, if God is not in it, I don't want to go. My Lord, we're living in the times of calamity. We're living in the times of economic turmoil. We're living in the times where natural affections, love, it's been challenging. And we're living in a time where you send your child off to school and you really don't know what's happened behind those doors. My Lord, some people try to get into the stores and going into places and somebody else want to kill. You know, we're just living in times where you must, I must, we must have the presence of God in our lives. We must be hidden beneath his wing. We must have the angel's protection and kept all around about us every day, all day. We're living in times where it's got to be pure now. It's no more fake faking, no more jakey jakey. It's got to be pure. What I'm saying, what you say, Dr. Ty, what must be pure? Your life, your mind, your spirit, everything about you must be pure in this hour. Because the purifying process of God's anointing on your life is there to protect you. It's there to cover you. It's there to keep you. My God. You see, it's time to look at the man that's looking back at you, or the woman in the mirror, the face in the mirror. It's time to take a step back and say, wait a minute, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. There's a fly in the ointment. Dead flies. We're in Ecclesiastes 10 and 1. Write that one down. Punch it up in your iPad or whatever you're using. Dead flies. Ecclesiastes 10 and 1. Dead flies cause the ointment of the perfumer to putrefy. And that means it sends forth a vile odor. In other words, a stink fragrance. So does a little folly, just a little folly, in him who is valuable wisdom. A little folly, a little sin, a little bit of foolishness, it can outweigh the wisdom and honor that's in your life, that's in my life, that's in our lives. Just a little sin. See, Jesus said what? Just a little leaven. It can spoil the whole lump. Just a little sideways conversation. Just a little step to the left. Just a little bit can cause the presence of God. I'm not talking about, oh, God is everywhere. Yeah, God is everywhere. I'm not talking about that kind of presence. I'm talking about the type of presence that you have a glow on your face. I'm talking about the type of presence that when you walk into the room, the atmosphere shifts. I'm talking about the type of the presence, the weight of glory of the presence of God in a place where yokes are destroyed. You know, we're not talking about surface. We're talking about results. Have you ever been there where you just need results? No more excuses. Results. If the Bible says it, then that's the way it's supposed to be. Results. Have you ever seen somebody talk to you and they say, well, I'm going to give you some money. And you go to pick up the money and say, well, don't worry about it. I'm going to give it to you. Well, when the bill is due and the things need to be done, you need money. You don't need intentions of getting your money. You need money. Look at somebody right now and say, I need results in my life. I don't need intentions anymore. I need results. And see, the Bible is full of promises of results. See, God is not a God that makes a promise and does not back it up. Oh, yes. Every promise, everything that God said that he can and will do, it is so. There is no compromise in the word of God. If he said by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed, then guess what? It's by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. You have to stand on that word. You have to believe the word. Where he says no weapon formed against me will prosper, guess what? It says it. It is established. No weapon formed against a believer will prosper. My God. When it says that if God be for you, it's more than anyone that could be against you. Guess what? That's the truth. So we don't have to get into fights and we don't have to live turbulent lives. In other words, Jesus said, well, my peace I give unto you. And Paul took it to another level. He said, the peace that surpasses what? All understanding will abound in your life. But when there's trouble and when there's turmoil and when there's confusion, there's a fly in the ointment. There's a fly. There's a stench there. There's something that's not there. Oh, my God. That should be. So let's look at it. Let's look at it. Ointment was necessary. It was a necessary luxury in the Bible times. The anointing of the hair, the anointing of the face, the exposed skin. It was an important act of hygiene and grooming in the regions of the Holy Land. You're going to find that in 2 Samuel 12 and 20. The ointment was made by a chemist or a perfumer, and he usually created the lotion by skillfully mixing precious spices and scents into an olive oil base. Now, I want you to know this, and I'm talking to believers out there. I'm talking to people who understand what the anointing of God is all about. When God placed his anointing on your life, it wasn't just a bam, it's there. You know the truth. You went through a lot. You went through tests. You went through trials. You went through temptations. You cried all night long. You prayed all night. I'm not talking about surface. I'm talking about what? Yoke-breaking anointing. I'm talking about a real true presence. It didn't just come cheap, but it cost. It was an expensive perfume. My Lord, it was something that cost you great prices. Some people lost relationships. Some people lost jobs. Some people stayed up all night long, walking door to floor. Some people went through trial after test, after trial after test, standing, my Lord, in the presence of God, refusing to take down, refusing to sin, refusing to walk like you don't know your left hand from your right hand, standing by yourself, praying by yourself, fasting by, I'm talking about something that costs you. I'm talking to somebody right now. Your spouse walked away from you. You lost everything. But God, who said whatever you gave up for the kingdom's sake, he will replace it. He will restore it. Oh, God is not one that would leave you high and dry, but he will bring you up to a place of renewal, of a place of refreshing. Somebody once said you don't look like what you've been through. Oh, yes, God will do it. But we're talking about the luscious odor from an open container of the ointment, the spices, something that God put together. We're talking about that chemist. He's very careful in what he's doing. He's precise in what he's doing. He knows the very measurement of what he's doing. Why, that fragrance must be sweet. It must give off a pure odor. It must give off an odor that will fill the room and fill the presence. My God, you see, I'm talking about something that God himself did. But even in that, after those precious times of prayer and fasting and seeking God's face and resisting temptation and walking away from things and giving up your right for somebody else's wrong because the very presence of God was more precious to you than the opinion of man. It says what? And sometimes in that luscious odor, in that open container, the ointments, the spices, and the olive oil, it naturally attracted pesty flies. Pesty flies. Flies in the ointment. The unwitting flies began entrapped in the ointment and died. And the fragrance changed. The fragrance changed. The singing where yokes used to be destroyed, now people just stare. The fragrance changed. The preaching where people will run to the altar and say, I yield, what must I do to be saved? It changed. The fragrance changed. The fragrance changed where the closeness of God was operating in your life in such a way where you knew what was coming before it got there. And by the time it was on the way, you had already gone in a different direction. You avoided the very entrapments of Satan. There were people who said, I don't even want to be around you. Not because you're unkind and not a friendly person. It's their presence of God that will bring their convicting power of the Holy Spirit in their lives and say, I don't want to be around somebody that's living that holy. My God, I'm talking about the fragrance of God. So, how do we get back to that place? How do we get back to the place of an anointing? How do we get back to the place where yokes are destroyed? How do we get back to the place where we could lead others to Christ and they wouldn't backslide, but they would be so stirred by the power of God, they will say, I want more, I want more, I want more. You see, it's something about the flesh. It's something about just an emotional spirit. It's something about someone just going through the routine.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.